From her Oscar-winning performance in Monster to her revolutionary mine worker in North Country, Charlize Theron is creating her own gallery of commanding and compelling women. But not like Aeon Flux, for the first time she turns action star to bring a gravity-defying animated cult heroine, to the big screen. It's great to have her back with us. Great pleasure to have you
Thank
here.
Thank you for having me.
So this is set in 2415. Mm. 400 years from now, more than 10 years from now. So what's it like in 2415, just so I can be ready?
It's interesting. You know, a lot of how we get to 400 years in the future in this film is really taken from events in today's life. And I think it really reflects on the issues that we have to pay attention to today, because it could be very similar to, I think, what Bregna is. It deals with how we've become a population of only 5 million people, and that's because of world hunger and coming up with, you know, quick schemes to cure big diseases like this, and then realizing that there isn't a quick thing. You have to just kind of pay attention to these things, otherwise we'll all just die.
I'm somewhat sobered by the fact you're down to 5 million people, because that I was worried, for instance, 400 years from now, there's still baseball?
No, there's no baseball. Oh. Yes.
Morning
you guys are so sad.
Morning television shows?
Nope.
Gone?
No.
Movies?
No films.
Oh, you're out of work.
No, we'll be under complete and utter government control. We will be completely controlled.
Well, you've actually led me to the clip here, which is you threatening. Well, you're confronting the head of the last city on Earth, who you think killed your parents, was responsible for the death of your parents. Let's take a look.
You killed my sister.
I didn't know anything about it. I'm sorry.
And that excuses you?
No. But this is a war. People on all sides die.
She shouldn't have. She had nothing to do with this.
Everyone is involved in this.
She wasn't. I don't need that to kill you.
But it would be easier, wouldn't it? What do you want from me?
What do I want? I want my sister back. I want to remember what it feels like to be a person.
Is it weird watching yourself with dark hair? It seems very strange. It's a shock.
I've always kind of changed my hair color, so it wasn't the first time that I've done something that
drastic. That's really dark, though.
Yeah.
Do people treat you differently when you're...
Not that I can tell. I mean, it's very liberating. I think women should really just really do something like that every once in a while in their lives. It's very liberating to kind of just... I remember the day I went to cut it all off and I was in training, and it was just really... It changes everything. I mean, there was something about this haircut that made me feel like a warrior. And it's
really
so helpful. Yeah, I felt very strong. And
so it gives you a different persona.
Yeah, and the tights help too, you know.
We've been looking at people doing stunts all morning long, and extraordinary
Amazing,
stunts that they
yes.
did. Were you doing that stuff in the movie?
Yeah, I got to do that move.
You did?
Yeah, the monkey flip, they call it, in capoeira.
You had ballet training?
Yeah, I was trained as a ballerina for 12 years of my life, ballet and flamenco.
And does that give you the skill to be able to kick people like that?
The anger is a good reason
a
to
good
kick
reason.
Somebody. That's about all you need.
That takes you along as well. But how much of it did you actually do? Because I know you got hurt doing the movie, so.
Yeah, I trained for about 3 months, a little over 3 months, with just an incredible group of people. And I think that was the greatest gift that I got out of this film, to receive all these great tools all of a sudden. Just having this incredible staff of people around you who just dedicate themselves to you and listen to you whining and moaning every single day because you're in pain, and still kind of believe in you. And they really kind of pushed me, which was really incredible. Really a great gift.
Well, I'm dismayed by the fact that there's no baseball 410 years. But other than that, this sounds quite good. Aeon Flux is in theaters this Friday, December 2nd, 2005. By the way, I saw you quoted as saying every interview with somebody you don't know is like a blind date. Do you normally date guys who've been married for 37 years?
If they wear tights.
Oh, well.
I'll go there.
Or the patio.
I'll go there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here.
Thank
all the
you.
Best.